It's a beautiful scene. It's a beautiful day. We have a lot to get done. As a reminder, the program this week brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's 2 for $6 is the best deal in fast food, featuring the Dave Single, Spicy Chicky Sandwich, 10-piece crispy nugs, or medium strawberry lemonade. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. 2 for $6. All right, if you're new to our broadcast row, what we do is very different than what we do during the week. We go wall to wall. We try to get you as many personalities and as many point of views as we possibly can and get you ready for the big game. So I am not going to waste any time. If you want to jump in on social, go ahead and do that. You know, follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. If you want to email me, I can read those too. Rome@haveatake.com. Just know every single segment is already booked and we are ready to roll. And right off the very top, I'm joined right now by a tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, 5 years in the league, selected with the 86th pick overall out of Oklahoma back in 2018. Another huge year for him, 73 receptions, 847 yards, 5 TDs. He appears today courtesy of Rockin' Protein, his go-to protein drink. I, of course, am speaking of Mark Andrews. Mark, what's going on? How are you?
Jim, thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited about it.
Dude, I am really excited about it. You're going to start the day for us. Let me get your thoughts on the season that just happened. Another really grit and grind season. You guys were busted up. You played without Lamar Jackson for the final month of the year, yet you still won 10 games. You still get to the postseason. As you look back, what thoughts do you have about the guys in the locker room and the season you all just had?
You know, I think for me, just looking at the team that we had, you know, you look at our defense and, you know, how dominant they were. We had an incredibly good team. I think offensively, we started off fast and we kind of tapered off throughout the middle of the season. And, you know, but I was excited by, you know, what we put out there our last game. I think guys fought real hard. I think you look at that game, we should have won that game against a good Bengals team. And, you know, I think that there's, you know, a lot to improve, and I think we're going to be able to get there. You know, we have a great team.
I was going to say, excuse me, when you talk about how, you know, we probably should have won that game, a loss like that, what do you do with that? I mean, how long does that stay with you? How long do you process that before you move on to the next thing and put it behind you altogether?
You got to use that as fuel. You know, everything you do in life is fuel. So remember that one, grow from it, and let's get better.
Well, I mean, I'm so glad you mentioned the concept of fuel. I'm curious. I mean, obviously, you are really in tune with your physical game. You're really in tune with your technique. But what about your mental game? Like, what's your process and program for developing everything from the shoulders up?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot. You know, I do a lot of meditating, you know, thinking, and I'm a visualizer. So especially with football, it's I'm visualizing the catches, the plays, doing things the right way, you know, the night before, during the week, and making sure that, you know, I'm on point with my head and visualizing, and everything's good to go.
I was saying, man, the most important muscle, like if you're a pro athlete and you have body as temple, man, you're worried about every muscle, but there is no more important muscle than the brain, right? Would you agree?
100%. You know, that's spot on. Everything you do, all your actions are done through your brain.
Mark Andrews joining us. You mentioned about the importance of doing things the right way. And then you have the Raven way, all right? I've talked to so many Ravens over the years. They always talk about the Ravens way. How would you describe what that is exactly, and what's it mean to you to be a Raven?
You know, being a Raven, I think, encompasses a lot of things. You know, one, we work very hard. We work hard, but we do things the right way, which means that every day that you come into work, you have a purpose. You have an intention of getting better, you know, being with your teammates and just grinding away, because the other teams aren't going to outbeat us, aren't going to outwork us. And, you know, we're going to show them on Sunday that, you know, you come to play the Ravens, you got to be ready.
Raven Mark Andrews joining us. So the team already took a big step for next season by locking up Roquan Smith. He gets his extension. Business is business. This can be the most ruthless business. How do you see Lamar Jackson's contractual situation playing out with the team moving forward?
You know, I don't know too much. Obviously, that's the...
They didn't consult you on that?
No.
You're not a part of the negotiation?
I'm not a part. You know, right. If I was, you know, I'm giving what he wants. But, you know, that's a business part about it, you know, and I'm confident that they're going to be able to figure that one out. I know that Lamar wants to be a Raven. You know, he's passionate about that, being a part of this organization, and I know they feel the same way about him.
I'm going to ask you one more thing about that, because I know you're probably thinking, man, why does everybody ask me about Lamar? Which is fair, but everybody's going to ask you about Lamar. Let me ask you this. What kind of headspace do you think that he'll be in if they don't work out a long-term deal and the team hits him with a franchise tag?
That'd be tough, you know, but there is one thing I do know about Lamar is that he's an incredibly competitive person. He has a lot of respect for his teammates, and yeah, I mean, he's a guy that likes to win, hates to lose. So if he's there with the Ravens next year, it's all good for Lamar.
I mean, dude, there have been some amazing players. Almost nobody starts and ends their career with the same team. I mean, can you imagine him in another uniform?
No, I can't. You know, he's a Raven. You know, he's a Raven for life. He's meant for the purple.
Mark Andrews joining me here, first guest on Tuesday. You know, you're no stranger to the Pro Bowl. I got to ask you, what was that experience like for you this time around with the new format? How did that go for you personally?
I thought the format was good. You know, the skills game were fun. I got to play a little dodgeball, which I had a good time at. I got out kind of early, but I had a good time. I think the flag football game was a good, you know, implementation to what we were doing instead of the game. You know, I think guys that enjoyed that part about it. It was less stress. You don't have to worry about, you know, hitting and doing all that sort of things after a long season. So I enjoyed it. I got to spend time with family and friends, which is big for me.
So what about dodgeball? You're not one of those guys who turns into the dodgeball bully that targets the weak guy, the guy who's not really good laterally, the guy who doesn't have great movement. You're not that guy, are you?
No, I'm more of a catcher. You know, I want to catch and get somebody out, but yeah, I had fun.
All right, so what about the flag football game? I mean, it's the main priority in the Pro Bowl, of course, is to get selected. Everybody wants to go to the Pro Bowl, yeah, but not necessarily play in the Pro Bowl. Is the flag football aspect a good alternative to it?
I think it's sticking. Yeah, I think that's something that's going to stick for a while. I think guys had fun. Like I said, there was no stress. It was just guys flying around having fun and enjoying the game.
All right, so let me ask you about the matchup this weekend. For instance, Travis Kelce is putting up video numbers again, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a career-high 110 receptions. He had 12 TDs. Obviously, his dude plays in a great system. He's got an incredible quarterback. But in your opinion, what makes him one of the best ever? Like, what's the foundation for his skill set?
And there's so much to it. You know, just the way that he sees the game. He's so good at finding spots, but he's also an incredibly good man beater, which is tough to guard a guy like that, because you play zone on him. He's a guy that just can kind of feel his way through it and find a spot, and him and Patrick are on the same page at almost all times. So you do that, and then you're like, oh, we'll just play him a man and put our best guy on him.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, right? Have fun with that, man. He's so special, so good, and he's doing it year after year, which is just incredible to see. And again, he's having an incredible year this year and just doing his thing. It's awesome to watch. Watch him.
I mean, when you talk about him doing it year after year, isn't that the most important thing? Consistency.
Yes.
Consistency. How impressed are you with how consistent this guy is? And again, great system, great quarterback, but you got to do the work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody else, other tight ends' numbers could really touch, you know, what he's done and how consistent he's been. But yeah, just a lot of love for his game.
All right, so what about this weekend? Do you have an early lean? What do you think the game is going to come down to? What are you most interested in seeing?
I think it's going to be a close game. You know, I think both these teams are incredibly good. You know, I know that, you know, probably Patrick Mahomes is hearing all this talk about how he's hurt and you know, that they may not win because he's hurt. And I think he's going to be able to use that and as motivation to motivate that team. So I think they're going to be, you know, hot and ready to go. One of my best friends is Orlando Brown, so I'm kind of rooting for the Chiefs.
Okay, so do you think on that offensive line, I mean, you know, Philadelphia's coming after the quarterback. We know this. They're deep. They're athletic. They're explosive. They're dangerous. They get to the quarterback. We know this.
Yeah.
Do you think KC can have any kind of consistent success blocking them up front? How do you see that matchup in the trenches?
I think you put it the right way. You know, that's a physical D-line. They're up front. They charge vertical, and it's tough to block that. But that O-line for the Chiefs is a good O-line. You know, so I have a lot of respect for them, and I think they're going to get the job done.
I think so, too. And Patrick Mahomes, the one thing you don't want is a Patrick Mahomes with a chip on his shoulder,
mm-hmm,
like as if that guy needs any more motivation.
That's a scary sight.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? I'm always amazed at you guys, especially when you're already at the highest level and you've already, you know, frankly, you've made so much, you have so much. How do you get that chip? I mean, do you have to create chips that don't exist? Where does that fuel come from? Are you always looking for fuel?
Always. You always got to look for something. And I think especially at this stage.
Do you make stuff up? I mean, do you look for something and just make stuff up?
A lot of times people make it up for you, so you don't need anything like that.
It's actually funny. There's another part of the fuel. You're partnered up with Rockin' Protein. No lie, dude. Look at me. I need more protein. Tell me if this is where I need to go to get it. And what are you doing with those folks?
Jim, you're going to have to try it out. It's so good. So Rockin' Protein is...
Did you bring me any?
We have some for you.
Okay,
we
good.
Have some for you. Yeah.
Good.
But it's my go-to.
Free as me.
It's incredible. It's my go-to protein drink. I've been using it since I was in high school. Shamrock Farms is a local Arizona-based. And so I've been using it forever. It's very smooth and it tastes amazing. So that's the biggest part about it is all these protein drinks are chalky. This is not that. It's high source protein, tastes amazing, and it gets me to where I need to be when I train and do all those different things.
All right, so when you talk high source, how many grams of protein are we looking at per bottle, per serving?
What? Yeah, so there's three different types. There's the Builder. The Builder has... I believe 30 grams of protein. It's lower carbs, so it's kind of like before you work out. And then there's a Rebuilder, which is you know, after the workout. It's 2-to-1 carb ratio. It's got 20 grams of protein and then 40 grams of carbs. And then they have this, like, caffeine one. It's got about, I think it's like 20 grams of protein, but it's perfect for
I'll be using that one. Yeah. Yeah, actually, you answered my question, Mark. I was going to say, do I use it prior to working out? I'm throwing the weights around less and less, yeah. More and more cardio, mm-hmm. but do I hit it before or after? I think you just answered the question. It's
all
both.
The time. All
it's
the time. Right? Protein is incredible. You can't have enough of it, and especially when you got high source protein like this, it's why wouldn't you do it? It's only going to help your body out.
So where do they go to get it?
It's in all convenience stores. Any convenience stores is going to have these have Rock and Protein.
So before you go, I mean, in addition to that, you are what you eat. Body is temple.
100%.
That's your moneymaker. Like, how do you approach nutrition as your career has evolved and you know that you want to rest, you want to recover, yeah. you don't want the inflammation? Obviously, you got to know everything you're putting in your body. How do you approach nutrition overall?
Well, being a type 1 diabetic, I'm ultra aware of my nutrition. So since a young age, I've been able to kind of fine-tune how, you know, different foods react, how I feel with different foods. And so I'm constantly thinking about you know, what I'm putting in, and so I can get the most out. And so that's big for me.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. I don't think that a lot of people or everybody knows that you are a type 1 diabetic, and you've lived with this essentially your entire lifetime. What was it like when you found out as a youngster, and how did your parents react to it?
Yeah, I was 9 years old, and my symptoms were I was going to the bathroom all the time. I'd be in a soccer game, and I'd have to go to the bathroom 5 times in 1 half. And, you know, my dad, being a doctor, saw these symptoms, and I remember going into, you know, the waiting room after, you know.
Was he really concerned? I mean, as a doctor, and he saw the symptoms?
Extremely.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first time I'd ever seen my dad cry. And, you know, I knew, you know, at 9 years old, you don't really understand exactly what that means. But, you know, I knew something in my life was going to change forever. But, you know, I have an incredible family. Incredible support staff behind me, and they've helped me throughout everything, and helped me to get to where I need to be.
So let me ask you finally, I think that there are people listening, I guarantee there are people listening who are dealing with this as well and are getting inspiration from this. It obviously worked out really well, right? I mean, whatever you had to do, you did, and you've made an amazing life for yourself. Was there any point ever during that whole process where you thought, why me?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's all the time, but there's definitely that question of why me. And so that's, you know, one of my things of having this stage, this pedestal of playing in the NFL is, I want to show these kids and families, whoever's dealing with type 1 diabetes, that you're not alone. You're not alone in this fight. And it is a fight. It's a 24/7 fight. So just know that.
Still?
It is. All the time. It's nonstop. So just know that. Just keep on going. Keep on working hard. Keep on taking care of yourself. Your health is the most important thing. And, yeah.
Great, great message for everybody. A tight end for the Baltimore Ravens, 5 years in the league, putting up huge numbers and appearing today courtesy of Rock and Protein. Dude, I'm usually not this guy. I don't want to ask for anything ever from anybody, but I want some Rock and Protein.
Gotta have
Maybe
it.
Leave me some if you could.
Yes, sir.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Mark, really good to see you, man. Appreciate
good to see you.
Yep.
Thank you for having me on.
One of the best in the game, Mark Andrews, starting us off.